Hey, everybody, Republicans to the rescue for Joe Biden. That's right. Republicans bailed out Joe Biden this weekend, and you might not have known about it. They delivered Joe Biden a win for his green energy scam to take over the country. And why? We explore that. We build it out. We name names all on this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. You can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show and get behind the work we are doing and help us hire more staff and strengthen us while we're under attack from every possible direction except from you guys, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Bob from Montana. I also want to say when you guys support us monthly, we have an exclusive monthly Zoom call where you can ask me questions directly. It's a lot of fun. charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Susan from California. Thank you for supporting us. I want to thank Bernard from Virginia. Thank you for supporting us. I want to thank Bill from Wisconsin. Thank you. Chad from California. Thank you. Brian from Pennsylvania. And also, I want to thank Jeff from Arizona. charliekirk.com/support is where you can get behind the work we are doing to grow, strengthen, hire more team members, and become a better operation. So thank you, guys. God bless you. charliekirk.com/support is where you can get behind what we are doing to remain strong and remain in charge. Remain in charge of what we want to talk about, charliekirk.com/support. Again, you guys can always email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and I want to encourage all of you to come to America Fest. That is right, America Fest, the largest event in the movement, an event unlike anything you've ever seen. Dozens of top conservative leaders, special musical guests. Listen to this. Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump Jr., Madison Cawthorn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, and more. Full concerts by Brantley Gilbert, Russell Dickerson, Adam Doliak, Ray Lynn, Lee Greenwood, DJ Silver, and more. TPUSA.com/AMFEST. TPUSA.com/AmericaFest or TPUSA.com/AmFest. Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, December 19, 20, and 21. Check it out. Get your tickets today. It's a great time to meet new people and get to Phoenix, Arizona, and have a wonderful time. Republicans bail out Joe Biden. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. There's a lot happening. Here's where I want to start. This last week was phenomenal for Republicans. So last week was terrific in New Jersey, in Virginia. Republicans won the Virginia House of Delegates, everybody. Statewide, the Virginia Lieutenant Governor's race, the Virginia Governor's race with Youngkin, the Seattle City Attorney's race, they elected a Republican. The New Jersey State Senate President was defeated by a truck driver, Edward Durr, even though Steve Sweeney will not concede. He says, oh, there's thousands of ballots we're still to find. He's pulling his best Tony Soprano, Frank Underwood impression possible, trying to declare a state of emergency to go find ballots. Republicans had momentum. We won everything you could possibly have asked for, and then some. Republicans were riding high, and they weren't riding high because voters showed up in record numbers and said, hey, you know, Mr. Youngkin, you know what we need? We need electric charging vehicle stations. You know what we need, Mr. Youngkin? We need to go spend $1.2 trillion that we don't have. No, moms and dads showed up and they voted for Republicans in the first time in a decade because they saw what was happening in their schools. Rural parts of Virginia showed up in record numbers at a higher percentage clip than they even did support Donald Trump. And Republicans started to build this coalition that was pro-family and also anti-leftist, that ran up against the power structures of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the abuse within, higher education, the public sector teacher unions. Republicans finally seemed to have its groove for a couple days. For a couple days, we started to see headlines from CNN and Washington Post. Democrats on defense, time to do a detox. And then you saw this Democrat civil war begin of one part of the Democrat Party start to say that we need to recommit ourselves to the party of parents. And you had Pramila Jayapal worried that the Republican Party is becoming the party of parents, which I'm going to say on this show until someone starts to listen to me. The party of parents is phenomenal branding. People love it. They're emailing us in great numbers, freedom@charliekirk.com. It seemed as if Republicans could not mess up a 7-day window. It seemed as if no matter what they did, they would not be able to trip over the penny on the side of the street as they waltz to victory. But you don't know Republicans like I do. You don't know the congressional Republicans that do not care about their voters, that do not care about their promises. No, 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 no. You see, while we win the Virginia House of Delegates, the lieutenant governor's race in Virginia, and the governor's race in Virginia, when we almost win the New Jersey governor's race, and yes, there were shenanigans in New Jersey. Okay, it's New Jersey. Back off. Like, we could have a whole different show on that. They invented the sideswipe midnight dump, okay? From the Minneapolis defund police vote to the Texas legislative race, state legislative race that swung favorably towards Republicans. You would think that every Republican in Washington, D.C. would say, huh, voters are sending us a pretty clear message that they don't want more of the same inside deals, the same sort of cronyism, cartel-type behavior. But of course, congressional Republicans, while Biden was the most vulnerable he has been in his presidency, and just a little recap for all of you that might have been, I don't know, climbing the seven summits of the seven continents without cell service. In the last 90 days, Biden gave $85 billion of weapons to the Taliban with no excuse. 13 Marines were killed. The southern border remains wide open. Inflation is kicking in. Biden has a war on domestic energy production. Gas prices are going up. Not to mention the wokeism that is flooding throughout the United States military and the education system. Biden's approval ratings were so upside down. In fact, here it is. Joe Biden's approval drops to 38%. And what do Republicans do over the weekend? The very same week that people rose up in record numbers and they voted for a Republican for the first time in a decade, Republicans said, huh, that's hilarious. Actually, we're going to go and give Nancy Pelosi what she wants. While millions of people rose up and sent a message to the ruling class, we aren't happy with what you're doing, you had over the weekend 13 Republicans in the House and the group of them in the Senate that said, hey, you know what we should do? We need to pass the BBP, the Biden bailout package. We need to give Joe Biden some help. Congressional Republicans over the weekend, everybody, helped pass Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion green energy scam of money we do not have, borrowing from future generations, disguised as an infrastructure bill. This weekend, 13 Republicans in the House, and of course the ones in the Senate that we've already hit pretty hard, decided that in the Democrats' most vulnerable and exposed position, they hurried to give them a legislative win, to give them the appearance that their legislative agenda has legs. Let's play cut 11. It says the motion is adopted. After two failed attempts, the House passed a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. By the way, in this state of affairs, anything that is bipartisan should send a chill up your spine. And that means that some lobbyist is getting rich and your freedoms and liberties are disappearing and core American industries are going to be attacked and penalized. Play cut 11.
If President Biden won your seat by 16 points, you're in a competitive race next year. You are no longer safe.
Late Friday night, after two failed attempts to bring it to the floor, the House finally passed the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, 228 to 206.
The motion is adopted.
With six Democrats voting against it and 13 Republicans bucking their party leadership to put the bill over the line.
Finally, Infrastructure Week.
Most House progressives supported the measure, which they had been holding up, hoping to extract more spending on a larger social safety net and climate change bill. After a pledge from moderates that they would hold a vote on the bill by November 15th, provided it does not add 1 cent to the deficit.
We're going to trust each other because the Democratic Party is together on this.
The whole day was a cluster. But beyond that, right. I thought everyone was working in a very congenial way.
I feel confident that we will have enough votes to pass the Build Back Better plan.
What gives you that confidence?
Me.
Biden is floundering, unpopular. He is acting against the interests of the American people. He is deploying assets against political opponents he doesn't like, the National School Board Association, moms and dads. And so I want to name these Republicans by name, and then we're going to go piece by piece. Republican Don Bacon voted for the Biden bailout plan. Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. Andrew Garbanino from New York. And honestly, if I mispronounce your name, I couldn't care less. That's what I think of these Republicans. Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio. He's retiring. John Katko from New York. Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. What a shocker. Nicole Malliotakis from New York. David McKinley from West Virginia, Tom Reed from New York, Chris Smith from New Jersey, Fred Upton from Michigan, no surprise there, Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey, and Don Young from Alaska. 13 House Republicans that handed Nancy Pelosi her green energy ambitions to abolish fossil fuels, to build electrical vehicle stations across the country. We're going to go into the specifics of the bill. Republicans rescued Joe Biden over the weekend after one of the best election nights that we've seen in a decade. If that does not infuriate you, I don't know what will. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. $7.5 billion for electric vehicle charging stations. That's strange for people from states that have significant energy production. Why are senators and congressmen that represent red states that have massive oil and natural gas production going along with the following? The infrastructure package will spend $7.5 billion for electrical vehicle charging stations, which the administration says is critical to accelerating the use of electrical vehicles and to curb climate change. It would also be available for a $5 billion of purchase for electric school buses and hybrids, reducing reliance on school buses that run on diesel fuel. So for the representatives from states like Pennsylvania, like Brian Fitzpatrick, or from West Virginia, like David McKinley, or from North Dakota, why is there a support of an agenda that will destroy the oil and natural gas production from the Marcellus Shale to the Bakken? Isn't that a major job producer in your state? Modernizing the electric grid. By the way, this makes Pete Buttigieg one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C. You are giving him a $1.2 trillion as the head of the Department of Transportation to allocate towards his green energy cronies as he sees fit. Of $1.2 trillion of additional spending on top of the trillions of dollars we spend every single year, on top of the stimulus packages we've passed in the last 12 months. Is that what we went and elected Republicans to go do? Is that the mandate that conservatives have? Republicans rescue Biden's agenda, is what the Wall Street Journal says. Now, why states can't get their own infrastructure packages together outside of the federal government involving themselves is beyond me. $7.5 billion for electric car charging stations. How about this? $21.5 billion for a new Office of Clean Energy Demonstrations. This is what your Republicans are voting for. An Office of Clean Energy Demonstrations, which pass out the subsidies to favored projects. Yeah, we've never had any corruption around that. Solyndra. So now there's a piggy bank that Republicans have now decided to vote for to put within Washington, D.C., to hand out as they see fit. This will be a festival of corporate welfare serving political interests, the Wall Street Journal says, rather than the best return on investment. Think Solyndra, the sequel. I didn't even read that part, and there they are. The Congressional Budget Office found that it will add $256 billion to the federal deficit, plus another $196 billion over the 2021 budget and the baseline in the government's contract authority. But what's the big deal, right? Republicans now, they oversee the era of big spending, of deficits, of bankrupting your children and grandchildren. For what? Oh, for a $21.5 billion new department under Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who gets $21.5 billion as she sees fit. Over the weekend, this is the person that Republicans just empowered, the Energy Secretary. Let's go to Cut 7, where she just admits it's going to be more expensive to heat your homes. Cut 7.
Should Americans in what will likely be a cold winter, most of them are, expect to pay higher prices for heating their homes?
Yeah, this is going to happen. It will be more expensive this year than last year.
It'll be more expensive this year than last year, where now Granholm has a $21.5 billion office for clean energy demonstrations, basically a private equity fund through the government to go fund all of their pet projects. How about the corrupt, inept, never on time, back dealing Amtrak? Well, Republicans that you guys went and elected gets a $66 billion bailout. $66 billion bailout for Amtrak that charges customers money to use Amtrak. $66 billion bailout. Thanks, Republicans. Only $110 billion of this bill is reserved for traditional infrastructure. The other $900 billion makes Pelosi, Biden, and Buttigieg more powerful. Now, not everyone's interested in precious metals, IRAs, or 401k rollovers. Some people are happily putting their life savings on the stock market. Some people are launching themselves into property investment. Charlie Kirk here. All that what looks like the top of the market. What could possibly go wrong? With the supply chain issues and inflation is here and also coming even more, unemployment climbing, isn't it all a bit risky? And don't even get started about the $25 trillion of debt. If you've been thinking about investing safer, you can retire comfortably and sleep at night. It's time to talk to Noble Gold about the tax advantages and other pluses of precious metal IRAs. Of course, you might love uncertainty, but if you don't, this month, Noble Gold are giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA you start. Call us at 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Check it out, everybody. noblegoldinvestments.com. Buy things you can touch. noblegoldinvestments.com. They do a phenomenal job. Hedge against inflation. noblegoldinvestments.com.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
Incredible. The cliche take would be that would be the let them eat cake response of it. And by the way, the commentator wasn't going for it at all. He asked a very serious question from Bloomberg, and she just starts cackling and laughing like, oh, yeah, like I could control that. They destroy the Keystone XL pipeline. They remove fracking and fracking licenses and leases. It's so incredibly arrogant. And I've called for this for quite some time. We have to tell Republican governors to disobey Joe Biden and resume construction on the Keystone XL pipeline immediately. We've said this on the show for a while. I say this when I travel. Let's just put it into a piece. Have I wrote that piece yet? I don't think I have yet. I can't remember what we're doing anymore. Write the piece. I will write the piece this week. We'll get it done. And it's very simple. It's that why are Republican governors putting up with this? Republican governors could fix the energy price crisis now. And people say, well, Charlie, the federal government says that we can't do that. Oh, you mean like how San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle, they say they don't want to enforce immigration law and they allow rapists and murderers to go free without giving them to immigration, customs, and enforcement? You mean like that kind of disobeying with the federal government? You mean like Colorado, Nevada, and Washington and Oregon saying they're going to legalize marijuana against federal drug law? You mean kind of like that? No, I'm saying that it's long past time that we start to put our country first and say, Joe Biden, thanks for playing, man. You're destroying our energy grid. Gas prices are going up in one of the most expensive winters on record. We're going to build the Keystone XL pipeline, and we're going to force you to bring federal agents in and arrest them. But that would require, let's just put it nicely, courage from Republican governors, and they're too busy. I don't know what they're doing, actually. There's a couple good ones. Greg Gianforte is doing a nice job in Montana. Ron DeSantis is doing a nice job in Florida. The country is burning and they're, I don't know what they're doing. Oh, I know what Republicans are doing. Of course, they're giving Biden a bailout package to an infrastructure plan. Obviously, they're giving an infrastructure package and a bailout to the Biden regime agenda. Let's get to some more sound here. Let's go to cut 19 on a Republican that supported the infrastructure bill, where he says these are things people expect when they pay taxes. Oh, really? They expect electric charging stations for their Tesla? And by the way, why is no one investigating Nancy Pelosi, who suspiciously bought a bunch of Tesla stock a couple months ago and then pushes this bill? Are we just going to put up with that? Like, oh, yeah, you know what's in the bill. You're going to go get a bunch of electric charging vehicle stations and then it go enriches you. Republicans that voted for this bill are doing more of the same type of behavior that voters rebelled against this last weekend. Play cut 19.
Well, you know, for years, maybe decades, Republicans and Democrats, local and national leaders have really not kept up with pace with infrastructure. And that is one of the key things that taxpayers actually pay for. When they pay their taxes, they want basic things and roads and bridges and tunnels and ports, ensuring that, you know, they have clean water, ensuring that they have an adequate sewer system. These are the things that people expect when they pay taxes. And so I'm happy to have joined with my colleagues to support this.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Nicole Malliotakis, however you say her name, goes on CNN, the only network that would have her, and she's bragging about how she has given the Biden regime $900 billion of non-infrastructure-related funding, according to the Wall Street Journal, by the way. This is the Wall Street Journal. They say, quote, this bill throws more money, far more money than that, with only $110 billion reserved for traditional infrastructure. $110 billion reserved for traditional infrastructure, and $900 billion to whatever sort of green energy program that they want to put forward. And what's so stunning about this entire thing is that you see Democrats at the lowest levels of approval possible. And I do have to ask the question, why are Republicans negotiating in good faith with people that don't negotiate in good faith with you? This is the very same political party that gave $85 billion to the Taliban. This is the same political party that keeps the southern border completely wide open. Why are you even talking about an infrastructure package when we are paying people not to build a southern border wall? Why are you doing that? There's an open invite right now for any person that voted for this infrastructure bill. You can come on the Charlie Kirk Show anytime and explain yourself. Explain yourself to our viewers and our listeners what you were thinking, what you were thinking to your voters. When the Wall Street Journal editorial board comes against you, you got big problems. Wall Street Journal. The press is full of triumphant accounts on how Speaker Pelosi and Biden saved their party, the country, and maybe the future of mankind by passing the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's more accurate to say they divided their party and was rescued by 13 Republicans who voted with the Democrats. This bill would not have passed, by the way, if it wasn't for Republicans. I'm going to say that again. This bill would not have passed if it wasn't for Republicans. The bill includes tens of billions of dollars of public broadband subsidies that will preempt private investment. Is that a conservative value to nationalize broadband subsidies? $16 billion will go to a rail network that is, quote, according to the Wall Street Journal, unnecessary and bleeds money. This is my favorite line of the Wall Street Journal editorial. By the way, this is a phenomenal piece by the Wall Street Journal. They deserve credit. This is the editorial board, by the way. And they're like all Chamber of Commerce Republicans, just so you know, the Wall Street Journal. They say, this bill is also a large down payment on the Green New Deal. Republicans that just voted for this just voted for AOC's down payment on the Green New Deal. This bill doesn't include broad tax increases, but it does include a $14 billion in new Superfund excise tax on 42 chemicals, minerals, and metallic elements that will be passed along to consumers. So that's a tax increase anyway, especially as we have a supply chain crisis. 19 Republican senators voted for this infrastructure bill. Nicole Malliotakis said that she weakened their hand. The Wall Street Journal disagrees. Not so fast. The Wall Street Journal says to appease the left, Mr. Biden linked the infrastructure and entitlement bills. Progressives and Pelosi extracted a written promise from swing district Democrats to vote on the budget blowout after CBO publishes its cost estimates for the bill. House Democratic centrists have rolled over again, and Ms. Malliotakis has strengthened Pelosi's hand in the House. Let me say that again. Republicans have just made Nancy Pelosi more powerful. Her political rationalization now hangs on the willingness of West Virginia's Joe Manchin to hold the line against the $4 trillion in the Senate. The 13 Republicans resisted the pleas of Kevin McCarthy and Whip Steve Scalise. Republican leaders couldn't get the defectors to hold their votes to see if Democrats could pass it themselves. Failure would have given them leverage to get something from Democrats in return. Obviously, these people never negotiated anything in their life. What a great piece by the Wall Street Journal. It's pretty base, too, I got to say, for a Chamber of Commerce type group. That's what Mrs. Pelosi did when Republicans ran the House and the Freedom Caucus and created problems for Republican leaders. The silver lining of the infrastructure bill is the following. That $4 trillion the Democrat plan would create new cradle-to-grave entitlements, and it's probably going to fail because of the passage of the infrastructure bill. This is my favorite part of the entire piece. Voters sent a message last week they don't want more taxes and spending amid rising inflation and shortages across the economy. If Democrats pass this monstrosity anyway, make them own it. But now Republicans who voted for the infrastructure bill will now share the responsibility. Instead of making the Democrats pass it within their ranks, and they did not have the votes to do that, Republicans came marching along days after a historic and triumphant election victory, and they bailed out the Biden regime. And let's remember the 19 Republican senators who helped pass this bill. Roy Blunt from Missouri, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, Susan Collins from Maine, Kevin Kramer from North Dakota, Mike Crapo from Idaho, Deb Fisher from Nebraska, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, John Hoven from North Dakota, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Rob Portman from Ohio, James Rich from Idaho, Mitt Romney from Utah, Dan Sullivan from Alaska, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, and Roger Wicker from Mississippi. They all decided to give $900 billion in non-traditional infrastructure funding to Pete Buttigieg and the green energy czars that are running Washington, D.C. The cackling and the laughing and the condescending and the arrogant, the self-righteous and the treacherous regime that wants to completely and totally reconfigure the American way of life. The explanation, Don Bacon says he did this because he wanted to get reelected. What an unbelievably awful excuse. Yeah, you know, I'm going to destroy the country because I want to be in power. Nicole Malliotakis said this is what people pay taxes for. No. Actually, people don't pay taxes for a Office of Clean Energy demonstrations. That's not why people pay taxes. You know what they pay taxes for, Nicole? A southern border wall and a military, both of which you guys are not doing your job overseeing because you just handed Nancy Pelosi all the power. Instead of withholding her the agreement, you could have used that as leverage for maybe a special counsel into the Afghanistan mess. Maybe a special counsel into where the virus came from. No. Instead, Republicans decided publicly and proudly to make Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi more powerful than they earned or they deserve at a time of their dwindling and plummeting poll numbers. No. Don't worry. Republicans to the rescue. They bailed out the D.C. cartel and they decided to tell all their voters, we don't care about you. You're a distraction. We actually hate you. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Now, don't worry, everybody. We have a new secret weapon in the United States military. I know we have a man who thinks he's a woman, Rachel Levine. Remember, can't question it. You just got to go along with it, running the Navy. But we have a new weapon, everybody. China, they're sleepless tonight. They can't believe what's going on. While China has hypersonic missiles, do you know what we have? Breaking in the last 24 hours, everybody, is the newest development out of our Department of Defense. It is cutting edge. Some would say it's progressive because remember, weakness is our strength. Breaking in the last couple of hours, the United States Navy has officially launched a new ship christened with the name Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk being the LGBTQ USA leader, I can't remember all the letters, who was a pedophile. Play cut 24. This is not a joke. Don't worry, everybody. This is our secret weapon, okay? Hey, China, they might have missiles and millions of people that they're adding to their military. We have ships named after pedophiles, all right? Cut 24.
Paula, would you please christen the ship?
States of America, I christen thee Harvey Milk. May God bless the ship and all who sail in her.
Wait a second. Did they just gender the ship? That sounds very sexist and patriarchal. Did they ask the ship for its pronouns? I don't think that's – you know what? To say that only ships can be women is like saying only women can become pregnant. That's not equitable, nor is it woke. The United States Navy has now launched a ship against gay rights leader Harvey Milk, who was an accused pedophile. The Associated Press, by the way, meanwhile, would give $85 billion to the Taliban. China's about to take Taiwan. We're the laughingstock of the world in the military right now. We're discharging people from the military. And what is the priority of the Department of Defense? The priority is to name a U.S. Navy ship and christen it Navy Oiler and name it Harvey Milk. I think the Secretary of Navy was there and actually visited there. Carlos Del Toro joined the traditional public ceremony. It will now join six new future Oilers named after civil rights and human rights leaders. Among them are Justice Earl Warren. Oh, did you know John Lewis gets a ship too? Oh my goodness. Bobby Kennedy, whatever. Actually, I think Bobby Kennedy was probably a lot better than Harvey Milk in some ways. I'll say that much. Stuart Milk, co-founder and president of the Harvey Milk Foundation, thanked everyone for providing the family details on his uncle's discharge from the Navy. So now we have a ship named after someone who was accused of being a pedophile, incredibly accused of that. Long record of physically abusing his underage live-in boyfriends. After one of them committed suicide in his apartment, he moved into another 2 weeks later. Randy Thomason, child advocate and founder of SaveCalifornia.com, is one of the, I'm reading from the postmillennial.com, foremost experts on Harvey Milk. Explaining Milk's many flings and affairs with teenagers and young men, he writes how Milk was one lover and why it was okay for him to have multiple relationships simultaneously. Quote, as homosexuals, we can't depend on the heterosexual model. We grow up with the heterosexual model, but we don't have to follow it. We should be developing our own lifestyle. And there's no reason why you can't love more than one person at one time. So now we have a U.S. Navy ship not named after George Washington or Alexander Hamilton or MacArthur or Patton or legitimate war heroes. No, 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 everybody. Understand, China, we're naming our ships after pedophiles. China has hypersonic missiles that can hit the United States in 6 minutes, and the U.S. Department of Navy is spending his time christening new ships named after activists in the 60s and 70s that preyed on teenage boys. This is the military we're talking about. And what are Republicans doing? Republicans aren't fighting this. No, no. Instead, they're passing infrastructure packages. They might send out a press release, but that's about it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.